It was as a result of my application to apply for the Metropolitan Police, and due to my relatively young age and lack of experience, they suggested that I completed a gap year and did some work for the CSV. I worked in a sheltered housing location in Vauxhall in South West 8 in London, looking after predominantly elderly men who had drinking, drugs, and psychological issues. A lot of it was catering, doing the shopping, preparing meals, but this was in accordance with the gentleman who was staying there, the residents. So they would help as well. And there was, I believe, A, B, and C dormitories as such. And so the A's would have been the ones most responsible and that were getting over all their issues and trying to be given some responsibility and confidence, and just overseeing. There was obviously nursing there, so overseeing the handing out of the drugs,
Prescription drugs.
prescription drugs, yeah. But also, the menial tasks of the cleaning of the kitchens, the corridors, the toilets, and things like that. And there was an element of security as well, because they had to pay to stay there, and if they didn't pay, they wouldn't be allowed in. So it was quite a varied role.
What difference did it make to you and those you helped?
Well, to me, it was the first time that I'd really moved away from home, and I'd been brought up in Devon, so that was quite different from Vauxhall in the early 80s. So I met my colleagues there, were from all different types of backgrounds, and just to have an understanding of the people who were, to say, less fortunate than me would be, I think, a little arrogant, but who had issues and they needed help. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It helped them begin to get back on their feet, take a bit more pride in their appearance, because there, as I said, there were certain levels of cleanliness, personal hygiene that had to be adhered to. It was quite expensive, relatively speaking, for them to stay. So when they did get their money, they would hand over a considerable portion of it, and a lot of them had been there for a long time, so I think they were comfortable there. And obviously we were working in an association with a number of social workers who are trying to move the residents on to housing where they could look after themselves more, be more independent, and hopefully move back into mainstream society.
And how did it change your life after your experience with CSV?
Unfortunately, it didn't help me get into the Metropolitan Police, but
Why?
I don't know, actually. I was due to go, and they phoned me up, and the day before, I was already, bags were packed, ready to join. Just got a phone call to say, don't bother, we've changed our minds, and they never have to give an explanation. So I was quite devastated. But it certainly gave me an insight into London, and first time I've met people from all different backgrounds and walks of life, really. So I particularly enjoyed that element of the experience.
So, would you say that this experience has enriched your life since?
It has enriched my life. The year or so that I work for CSV, it makes me value other people's opinions, really, whether you agree with them or not. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, irrespective of age or colour or sex. And just to respect it, and not take too much things for granted, because I certainly remember some of the residents there were very well spoken, and they'd had some appalling incidents through no fault of their own, which had made them mentally disturbed and couldn't sleep at night or were incontinent and ruined their lives. But they came from a very comfortable middle class background, and incidents or accidents had happened, and they found themselves in, quite a distressing predicament.
So, have you carried on doing any kind of volunteering since?
I try to get involved in community work as much as possible, but with the pressures of modern day life, it's and family commitments, it's not easy. It certainly helps me to get a job, because when you go for an interview, you've got to get your personality across and sell yourself, not just from the CV. And so when people would see what I had previously done, then it would form the basis of an interesting conversation. So yes, I think it, and it helps me to sell myself, to sell my personality.
What would you say to someone thinking about volunteering to encourage them to get on and do it?
Definitely.
Full sentence, please.
I would wholeheartedly recommend anybody to volunteer if they've got the time and financially able to do it, because there's no such thing as bad experience, and the people that you meet and the experiences and responsibilities that you're given can be very enriching, and you know, who knows which other doors may open. Having been involved in CSV does make you appreciate more your own personal circumstances. And I think also I do, when I see dreadful reports on the news, whether it be in Ethiopia and the famines, that you think, well, I wish I could, you know, do something a bit more and get a bit more actually involved if I could afford the time to almost go on a secondment. I know in my current employment there are areas that we do that, and there is a global giving day that is organised every October. So I try and take an interest in that.